shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
So the Bible tells us to begin with in 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9. That the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. So it tells us that God is vigilant in his search. God is vigilant. He covers the entire earth, whether there are churches there, whether there are missionaries there or not, whether there is any testimony to the Lord there. The Lord sees everywhere on the earth, and his desire is to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to him. So across the planet, you might think in some distant village somewhere where there's no Christian witness, there's no Christian missionary, there's no Christian church. It may be Islam is the religion of the village. Maybe it's Hindu. Maybe it's some other. And people in that village have never heard the name of Jesus. The Lord sees that. And if their heart is towards him, towards a creator God, they're not worshiping a leaf or a tree branch or a plant or a squirrel or some other crazy thing, but they are looking beyond that, beyond the planet, beyond the sun and the moon and the stars, and acknowledging, as it says in Romans 1, that there is a creator. There is a creator. God sees that. And just like Cornelius in the book of Acts, who had a attitude towards God, and then it was up to God then to see that in Cornelius and his family and to commission Peter to go to him. But Cornelius had this God consciousness towards a creator before Peter ever got there with the gospel. But the reason Peter went there is because God commissioned him to go there to preach the gospel to Cornelius, who already made the first step by acknowledging a creator God. So we trust God for people who are in distant lands that missionaries have not yet reached. Of course, we have a great commission, and we are called to go and reach the lost to the uttermost parts of the world. But if that doesn't happen, we know God's eyes are on them. And if there be any who look beyond their own idolatries that are in their nations and look to a creator God, then God is then responsible to reach them with the gospel. And we trust him with that. And to whom much is given, much is required. To whom little is given, little is required. And God is just. So the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the entire earth. Only God knows what's in the hearts of men. We are deceived by appearances. We are very easily deceived by appearances. We can't see the hearts of people. The heart meaning not the blood pump, but the deepest part of a person's mind, the subconscious, unconscious part. That is the heart of our thoughts. God can see that. We cannot. God can know that. We cannot know that. We can be easily deceived by appearances. We're told that in 1 Samuel 16:7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature. because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So we know God goes beyond the outward. We are starstruck by the appearance of people. We look on the outward. We are impressed by what people say and do, how they look. But God looks beyond that and sees the hearts of people. There are many in this world, we know, that follow the course of this world. The course of this world was established by the prince and the power of the air to alienate people from Christ. The course of this world is to live your life with a value system and a set of priorities that do not include Jesus. It includes family, it includes making money, it includes doing things other than Christ. Don't leave a portion of my life open to the Lord. But fill my life up with things from this life, from this world, and thereby going through life blinded to the truth of the gospel. That's 2 Corinthians 4:4. He blinds us to the truth. We know that there are many in the world who follow the course of the world. Ephesians 2:2 tells us this, in which once, Paul says this to the church in Ephesus, he says, one time you walked according to the course of this world. You used to be that way, having nothing to do with God or with Jesus. You walked that way. You just lived your life for yourself, for your family, for your own. And yet you did so according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children or the sons of disobedience. What are they disobedient to? The gospel. What does the gospel say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They're disobedient to that. They don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They believe in themselves. They're self-made men. Or they believe in other things. Today there's a great emphasis on believing in your government. I don't know how you could do that, but believe in your government. They'll take care of you. They'll give you everything you need, even a phone, right? They give you everything. And trust in the government. Trust in one thing or another thing. But don't trust the Lord. But all of these we know from the Bible, not our choice, but from the Bible, all of these fall short of God's glory. They all fall short. God is perfect, God is holy, God is righteous, and that is the requirement to dwell with him forever. And mankind simply falls short of that. Mankind simply has too much selfishness within him. So all of these things are destined to stand before God at the white throne judgment in Revelation 20:15 and be rejected. Because they did not respond to the invitation of salvation. They had no time for Jesus. It's like in Bethlehem. There was no room for him in the inn. In their hearts, there was no room for him. No room whatsoever. We call those, or the Bible calls those, the unsaved. They're not saved. Saved from being lost. Lost people. Lost to God. Lost to the gospel. They're unsaved. But from out of the ranks of the unsaved, there is a religious crowd. The vast group of people who are not Christians, but there is a crowd of people who call themselves Christians, even though they're not. They call themselves Christians and even use the name of Jesus, but they are not saved. Matthew 7:21 tells us of these people. Jesus speaking these words. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. So right off, not everyone who calls me Lord is going to go to heaven. But only he that does the will of my Father in heaven. What's the will of the Father? Believe on the Son, Jesus. So these people are not real believers, but they are Christians by name. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, in the day of judgment, but Lord, we prophesied in your name, or we preached in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We saw people get help, and we used your name. We have done many wonderful things and done them all in your name. And this I will declare to them, Jesus said, that I never knew you. You weren't a real believer. And depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Why are they lawless? Because they did not believe in the gospel. That's the one law we live by, believe or don't believe. So these people do many wonderful works. They may even help some people. They seem to be very religious. They seem to use the name of Jesus. In some cases, they seem to even have supernatural things occur in their midst. But they are not believers, according to Jesus. He sees the hearts. From the outward, you and I could easily be deceived by that because we see the outward appearance. We say, boy, that person's, what a great Christian they are. And little did we know that God says, I don't even know them. We don't know that. And we're not supposed to know that. And I'm glad we don't know that. We just let everybody go and do what they do, and the day of judgment everything will wash out then. But God knows. By all appearances, they seem to be Christians, but their relationship with him is not based upon faith like it's supposed to be. What's it based upon? Works. How do you know? Because they just said it. They said, Lord, we've done all this stuff in your name. We've done stuff. We have done it. We prophesied. We cast out. We did many wonderful signs. We did it all. We did it in your name. We called ourselves Christians. We went out into the community. We helped people. We opened up a food pantry. We fed people. We had a homeless shelter. We took people in off the street and helped them. We did it all for you, Jesus. And he says, I don't even know you. You did good stuff, but I don't know you. You didn't have a relationship with me based upon faith. Your relationship was based upon works. And you said it came out of your own mouth. That's not what you're going to say when you stand before him. You're not going to read, you're not going to say, wait a second, God, I got to get my little notebook out because I wrote down all the good things I did for you. You're not going to try to get into heaven on that basis. If you tried that, you know what would happen. It would be the holy boot. That's not how you would get into heaven. You wouldn't get up there and say, Lord, I've done this. It's Lord. Well, they say, well, why should I let you into heaven? Because, Lord, you live. Lord, you died. Lord, you suffered. Lord, you took my sin. Lord, you
suffered. Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986.